on his shoulders.
It means the anointed one and the chosen one. And you know, there never has been and there never will be another important person like him. So after Jesus Christ was born, something special happened that showed that he wasn't just an ordinary baby, that he was special. He was the chosen one, the Saviour King. He is the Christ. And the Bible tells us a bit about the wise men and how they followed the star and brought gifts to Jesus, just like we saw a minute ago. So we're going to just read a scripture. Yep. Wave it up there. Hang on. Yep, just go to the next. I'll just tell you when the next one is. Technology. All right, here we go. So let's read a scripture and see what the Bible says. It says, "Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, 'Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw the star when it rose and have come to worship him.' When Herod heard the king heard this, he was troubled and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ would be born." Next slide. "And they told him, 'Bethlehem of Judea.' So it is written by the prophet. It says, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means last among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler.' And then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child. And when you found him, bring me the word that I too may come and worship him.'" Next slide. "So after listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the baby was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and they worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh." You know, in this story, it tells us that Jesus was a king, he was a ruler, and he was the Christ. Even though he was still a little child, he was all those things. And what normal things would you give a baby for Christmas? What would you give a baby? Little toys or teddies, wouldn't you? But they gave him these gifts of frankincense and myrrh and gold because they were expensive gifts, fancy gifts fit for a king, because they knew that he was God's promised king. And then they bowed down and they worshipped him. Do you know what he was chosen for? Well, Christ was chosen to rescue people. He was chosen to rescue us from the worst problem of all time, sin. That's why he came. So Jesus grew up, he lived, but he did also die a terrible death to take the punishment that you and I deserve for sin. But then he came back to life and he rules from heaven today as the greatest king of all time. And that's why Christmas is so important and such a big deal for us, because it's a celebration that Christ was born. So we're going to celebrate by lighting a candle to remember that Christ was born. Next slide. And there it is. Christ means, I'll go back. Christ means a special title. That means anointed one and chosen one. And I'm going to light a candle to remember that the Christ was born. There we go. All right. And do you know what else Jesus gives at Christmas? He gives us hope. He gives us hope. Now, what do you hope that Christmas will be like for you this year? Well, I've got some pictures because I was thinking what I would hope for this year. So, first picture. Sandcastles. I hope that when my grandchildren come down, I hope to go to the beach and help build sandcastles. All right? That's what I'm hoping to do at Christmas. What are you hoping to do? Is anyone going to hope for something at Christmas? What are you hoping for, Zeke? A racetrack. He's hope. Oh, that's great. All right. So that's one of my hopes. The next thing is I hope that I get to eat a yummy, yummy Christmas dinner like this with all the trimmings and everything at Christmas. Do you get to eat all that too? The thing is I have to cook it. So I'm only going to get it if I cook it. So I hope that it's going to work out and be cooked perfectly. All right? Now, are you hoping for a gift at Christmas? Yeah? Yeah? Well, I am too. I'm hoping, could you tell Graham, could everyone tell Graham, that I'm hoping for some beautiful jewellery, diamond ring, pearl necklace? I hope that Graham's listening. All right. Yes. Any other girls hoping? Yep, see? All righty. So we can hope for things, can't we? And you know, I'm hoping to see a few people at Christmas this year. I'm hoping to see my family. There's my son in the middle with his wife, and there's my daughter and her husband, and they're my grandchildren. And I'm really hoping that I get to see them all at Christmas. Are you hoping to see special family at Christmas? Yes, of course you are. And you know, sometimes we use the word hope like sort of kind of a wish, you know? But the Bible has a bigger meaning for hope, all right? And it means this. It means that we can rely on Jesus, who has made all these promises that they will come true when we put our hope in Jesus. And so real hope trusts Jesus and expects that what he says will really happen. And his plan is good and true. And you know, when sin came into the world, it separated people from God. But God gave them hope and gave them something to look forward to expect that what he said he would promise would come to pass. And he promised a saviour. God promised that a saviour would come to rescue us and take away the sin of the world. And for thousands and thousands of years, people, they held on to this hope, hoping, waiting, expecting that saviour to come and rescue them. And some of them gave up hope. But God came through with his promise. And many years later, that beautiful, important, remarkable Saviour, Jesus, was born. And his arrival was such a special event, you know. This is what the Bible tells us about the announcement of Jesus coming. It says, "This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, happened. His mother Mary was engaged to Joseph. But before they married, he learned she was expecting a baby. She was pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit. But Mary's husband, Joseph, was a good man, and he didn't want her to cause her public disgrace, so he planned to divorce her secretly. But after Joseph thought about this, an angel from the Lord came in a dream, and the angel said, 'Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to accept Mary to be your wife. The baby inside her is from the Holy Spirit, and she will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. And give him that name because he will save all the people from their sin.'" So to remind us that God gives hope, I'm going to light another candle. And hope is looking forward to Jesus making all his promises come true. So we have a candle for Christ that was born And we have a candle because he brings hope. We have hope because of him. Okay, you know something else he brings? He brings peace. Isn't that something we all want? How have you felt this year? Our feelings come, don't they? Have a guess what this face is. Scared? Afraid. That face is really afraid. Okay, have you ever been afraid of something? Yes, I have. All right, what about this face? Confused. Well done. This face is confused. Have you ever been confused about something? Yes, of course. All right, what about this one? Angry. Yes, oh, angry face. Yes, sometimes we get angry, don't we? And this one? Sad. A sad face. And you know, sometimes we feel all of these feelings, don't we? And everyone goes through, not just little people, but older people, we go through these feelings too. And, you know, we wish things could have been different. But God had a group of people, the Israelites, and they were often confused and uncertain. Some of their troubles was because people really didn't like them. And sometimes they were in wars and they were attacked and they had to become slaves. And what they really hoped for was peace. They wanted peace to be around them, peace with God and peace in their hearts. And God gave them a special promise. And thousands of years ago, God told one of his prophets named Isaiah that he would send a Saviour who would bring peace to us. And these promises, Isaiah wrote them down in the Bible, and we can read them today. And this is what it says. It says, For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulder, and he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. There it is. Of the increase of this government and of peace there will be no end. And so God promised to send the Prince of Peace, that he would give peace to all of those who turned to him. And many years after God gave those messages to Isaiah, Jesus was born, and he can give us peace. And so when you've got any of those angry or scared, frightened or confused or sad, you can turn to Jesus because he can bring peace in your heart. And so we're going to light a candle to remind us that Jesus brings peace. Oh, hang on. There it is. Peace is calmness and freedom inside when I'm made right with God. So we'll light a candle to remind us about peace. Beautiful. We've got Jesus is the Christ. We've got hope. We've got peace. I wonder what else Jesus brings to us. He brings joy. Yes, and joy is something we can talk about it, and we can even sing about at Christmas. Have you ever really felt really happy at times deep down inside? Yes, of course. Well, God's people, they'd been through some really hard things, and they were hoping again that God would honour his promise and send Jesus. Two of those people was named Zechariah. It's after you. And Elizabeth. They were very old, Zechariah and Elizabeth, and they had never, ever had children of their own. And they were a bit sad. There's that feeling again. But they continued to have hope in God's plan. And Zechariah was a priest in God's temple. And one day he had a visitor. An angel visited him and said, "Don't fear. It's okay, Zechariah. God has heard your prayer, and your wife is going to have a baby, and you can name him John." And you know, John came just before Jesus did. John's birth meant that the Messiah, Jesus, was coming pretty soon after, and John grew up to be a messenger to prepare the way for the Messiah. And so the Bible tells us that, here it says, the angel said to him, "Fear not, For behold, I bring you great news of great joy for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. So we can have joy, deep down joy. So let's light a candle to remind us that Jesus brings joy, which is gladness and delight deep down inside my heart. Here we go. What have we got? What have we got? We've got the Christ, hope, peace, and joy's gone out. Come on, joy. Joy. Oh, no, it is going quietly. It's going quietly. And joy. Wonder what the last thing is. Anyone guess? The greatest gift is, someone up there said it, love. The greatest gift is love. And what do I have here? I've got a Christmas gift here. There could be something inside. I'm not sure. We'll have to have a look. Because we give each other gifts at Christmas, don't we? But God gave us a gift at Christmas. His Son, Jesus, is the gift. So we're just going to read a few scriptures from the Bible and then we're going to open the box. So, in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judah, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house and the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, it came time for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you a child is born this day in the city of David, the Christ, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find him, a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a great multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go over to Bethlehem and to see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child, and all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart, and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. And at the end of the 8 days when he was... Oh, we don't need to go there. Okay, let's say it. So Jesus coming to earth was the greatest act of love. And you know what? I've got a little gift for you all in here. It's only little because I'm expecting big gifts at Christmas. But there you go. You could just have one, not the box. Just take one. There we go, they're all the same. So, good boy, that's the way. There you go, Zechariah. Pleasure. Pleasure. We've got others for the bigger kids too. Pretty dress. go. Beautiful. There you go, Ivy. All right. And so when you think of getting a gift, you can remember that Jesus is the gift to us, and it's the greatest gift that we could ever, ever have. And so we're going to light the last candle to remind us that love is God's forever care and kindness that I do not deserve. There we go. We've completed that. So God's love and his gift to us is Jesus this Christmas. So don't forget that. It's lovely to receive gifts, but we always have to remember that Christmas is really about Jesus. Amen. Right, while the children are there, who would you like to take one up to Ollie and Benji, your friends? That's, and any other bigger kids? So I'm going to now invite Craig and Janet, and the children can stay there because I think there's some another gift coming your way in a moment. Yes, please. There's another little girl sitting over there, and thank you. All right, over to Craig and Jen. And I just want to thank this couple for the amazing people that they are. Amazing job.
Thanks, Julie. And Ollie and Benji, if you want to come down the front, that'd be good. We've had lots of fun at Christmas time. Leading up to Christmas, and lots of fun at Good News Kids this year. And at the beginning of the year, we only had a few children, and for a couple of weeks, we didn't have any children. And for the last couple of months, we've had like a dozen or so, which has been fantastic. And I just want to thank everyone for their prayers and support and encouragement for Good News Kids throughout the year. And it's just been great to have so many children and some new children in the last few weeks as well. And next year we're going to change things a little bit. We're going to have some of the older children get some deeper parts of the story. And so we also thank those who have put their hands up to come and assist from time to time with Good News Kids. Because the last few weeks we've also been having stories about Christmas. And we had about Mary, the angel appearing to Mary, didn't we, Piper? Yeah. And the angel said, "You'll call his name Jesus. He shall be great." And then, of course, Jesus was born in the manger, like we can see up here. "For unto us a child is born." And that was one of the verses that Julie just had up there before. And then the shepherds. We've got lots of sheep, haven't we? Has anyone counted how many sheep? And the angel said, "We'll call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." And glory to God in the highest, the angel said to the shepherds. And then when the kings arrived with their special gifts, "All kings shall fall down before him," which is a verse in Psalm. So this year, some of the children might say a few things today. They may not. But the first one up is Piper. Come on up, Piper. Piper's been starting to learn the books of the New Testament. Can you remember?
Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, Acts of Romans.
Excellent. And stay up here, Piper. What's the best game we have in Good News Kids? What game do you like? You're not sure?
Where we roll the... the marbles in the hole.
Excellent. Thank you. Well, there's a little gift over here that Janet's got for you. Thanks for coming to Good News Kids. And Xavier, come on, Xavier. Can you remember that little memory verse we've been having? Why, Matt?
Matthew, Mark, Luke and John.
Matthew, Mark, Luke and John.
Acts and Romans.
And what about a Saviour is born?
A Saviour was born in Luke 11.
Excellent. Well done. Janet's got a little book over there for you, Xavier. And Xavier is very helpful in packing up after Good News Kids because we make a lot of mess and Xavier often helps pack up, which is fantastic. And I also meant to say that Piper is improved in word search. She loves the word search. She always gets the word search and she's improved incredibly well this year. And so Zeke's been coming to Good News Kids all year, almost every week, haven't you, Zeke? And can you remember the memory verse?
A Saviour is born.
Excellent. Well done. And Zeke is... what do you like about Good News Kids? What do you like about Good News Kids?
Friends.
Friends. Excellent. Go and see Janet over there. She's got a little book for you. Zeke's got an incredible sense of humour. He picks up on adult humour. He's really excellent. And Levi, where's Levi? Come on, Levi, come over here. Levi loves doing craft and he always brings one of his little friends along to Good News Kids. You go over and see Janet, she's got something over there for you. Oh, there she is. And Ivy, come up here, Ivy. Ivy loves anything that's got sparkles on it. She always picks things that have got sparkles. And your lovely dress today. And where's Jerome? Come out here, Jerome. Jerome's helped out in Good News Kids a little bit. He loves going up and playing handball with the kids after Good News Kids. And Jerome's an incredible reader. What's one of your favourite stories or verses from the Bible, Jerome?
Christmas stories.
Okay. And Jerome learns lots of Bible verses. He could say lots of Bible verses. He probably won't say it today. Do you have a favourite Bible verse?
Matthew 5 verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for this is the kingdom of heaven.
Well said, thank you. And James, where's James? Here he is. He's a competitive player in any game that we have in Good News Kids, aren't you, James? And where was Jesus born? Can you remember?
Bethlehem.
Well done. Jemmy does lots of Bible reading and, of course, she's really dressed up today. Looks beautiful, doesn't she? And she likes to learn memory verses and she knows a lot, but she's very quiet. And I sort of like, you know, ask a question, Good News Kids, and Jemmy knows the answer, but it's sort of like, you know, what did you say, Jemmy? Do you have a favourite memory verse you're going to say today?
Matthew 5:5.
And what's that say? I forgot. That's okay. And have you enjoyed coming to Good News Kids?
Yeah.
Why?
Because there's lots of craft.
Excellent. Thank you. Go and see Janet over there. Just go and see Janet. Riyansh. Riyansh is also learning lots of verses in the Bible. And he's going to say a couple of verses out of Psalm 23.
Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness. for his name's sake. Yea, even though I walk in the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your staff and rod comfort me.
Fantastic. And Riyanch, what's the best game we have in Good News Kids, do you think?
Bowling.
Bowling. Excellent. Go and see Janet over there. Well, where's Adwick? Come over here, Adwick. He might have to go on the Bible study as well, because Adwick's been learning the books of the Old Testament. Haven't you, Adwick? You're going to tell us today what the books of the Old, some of the books of the Old Testament?
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, Samuel 1, Samuel 2, Kings 1, Kings 2, Chronicles 1, Chronicles 2, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum,
Habakkuk,
Zephaniah, Hai, Zechariah, Malachi.
That's the 37 verses of the Old Testament. Fantastic. And you know, Adwick, he's a good reader, and he usually beats his older brother in the games that we have. Now, we're just going to put up a couple of pictures, and then we'll come back to the other children in a minute. So, we had the story about Lazarus. And so the kids had fun. And the next one, and that's Indy and Adwick. So we had a bit of fun with the story about Lazarus. And then we had, around the Olympics, we had the Olympic events. And so we had some wacky games, and we had fun in the Olympics. And so you can see some of the games there. And the next one coming up, so it was all about, of course, Australia trying to get some gold, and the kids were striving for some medals as well. And one of the games we had there was, I think the next one is trolley ball. That was game number 6. So just as well we had pantry club, because we couldn't have trolley ball unless we had pantry club. And you know, the best player in trolley ball, that pretty much every time we played trolley ball in the Olympics and other times, that got the highest score was Zeke. And Adwick always beat Riyanch as well. And then one of the other games we had was, I can't remember the exact, sock it up. And so odd socks are always a problem at my place, so the kids had to try and get as many pairing up socks within a certain period of time. And so that was a bit of an odd sort of game for the mini Olympics. But of course we remember at the Olympics that Jesus is the one that we need to set our eyes on, and Jesus is the one that we need to look to as we run the race of life, and Jesus is the most important person. And we also had about creation, and so there were some animals and plants and things that were created in the time that we had with Craft about the creation story. So who's next up? Fern. Fern hasn't been to Good News Kids much this year, but she's been a couple of times, and it's good to have you today, Fern. And Monty. Also, Monty, thanks for coming today. And thanks for coming to Good News Kids a few times during the year. And Phoebe's been quite a few times to Good News Kids. And Phoebe knows lots of Bible stories, don't you, Phoebe? And what's one of your favourite Bible stories?
Moses and the burning bush.
Excellent. That's an unusual story, but that's one of her favourite stories. And Imogen. Where's Imogen? Come over here, Imogen. She loves coming to Good News Kids. And why do you like coming to Good News Kids?
Stories.
Okay, excellent. Go and see Janet. Oh, and Phoebe, just come back up for a minute. And Julie spoke about this today, is that what should we always make sure that we think about when we're writing the word Christmas?
Always write Christ.
And not?
X.
Well done. We had that in Good News Kids last week. And Thomas isn't here today, but he's been coming a few times to Good News Kids. And we've also got Benji and Ollie. So Benji, come over and see Janet. And Ollie, you go over and see Janet as well. Benji's been a couple of times this year, and maybe Ollie might come next year. But it's good to have you here today. So thanks very much, kids. You just stay there for the minute. And we'll just hand back over to Julie. And... okay, all the kids up here. Crowd in. Older, taller kids at the back.
Just go in.
Come back a bit. Can you squeeze us all in there? Do you need us to squeeze in further? Come over a bit this way, James. Thank you.
I just want to say that Adwick is very quiet as well, but not quiet when I always spell his name with a C. I think I know now. It's no C.
That's wonderful. Well, we've finished our service today. We're just going to finish with a lovely little wish you a Merry Christmas. I might just pray, hey? Father God, we just want to thank you for these beautiful children. We want to thank you for this church that you've given to us to be a family together. And we ask for your blessing upon each and every one and our families for the coming days towards Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen. So we can finish with this really cool song, and then we can go and have chips, and our ice creams are there today, and morning tea, coffee, so we invite you all to stay. Thank you, everyone.
Prospero and noi felicidad. Kiddies in Africa, no. Merry Christmas.
Samula.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
everyone. Thank you. That's it for today. So we'll go and have some fellowship together.